It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time.
Welcome to Science Friction, the sci-fi comedy game show where comedians earn points for their opinions and how close they are to my opinions. I'm your host, Asterios Kokonos, live from a hotel room in Chicago. Hotwire hooked me up. They were like, $80. $80, and you'll have a place to sleep tonight. Because here's what happened. Oh, by the way, Brian Boland, say hi.
Yeah, hi.
This is Brian Boland. He's a comedian. He's real funny. He's come all the way to Chicago to do Science Friction. Thank you so much. On the other mic, producer Zwick.
He finally got me.
This is the first... I've been talking about you for years, Zwick.
Right.
And now you're on the show.
Yeah. And now I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. I hope you're all ready to meet the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
It's not great. You're a lot more fun as that giant floating head.
Yeah. Nope. Now you're going to see my penis and it just looks like a witch's nose. It's like,
what if...
Look,
this is what... This would have been better in The Wizard of Oz, all right? Giant head. Giant head goes, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. They open up the curtain, and it's a giant head, but he's like on the toilet. And he's like, I didn't want you to see. I'm on the can.
Not at my weakest state. No.
Exactly. Not a little man. And I get what they're going for. Oh, the illusion of power. And it turns out that those who project power are in themselves weak, like Hitler. Like, they're making fun of Hitler.
Is that a Hitler reference?
Of course, everything.
It's a rule of comedy. It's either Lincoln or Hitler. It's all Lincoln or Hitler. That's all that is.
Well, Hitler scares the shit out of me. Wizard of Oz.
You weren't scared by the big giant head in the Wizard of Oz?
Not really.
He was going like, brah, go-ga, I'll eat the dogs. I sent monkeys to kill you, brah, go.
No. That's a totally different person had the monkey thing going on. He was just like the dude in the castle.
Where do you think she got those monkeys, Brian?
Oh my god, it's all connected.
Because if this wizard has the power to give someone a human heart and to transport someone back to America, that's where the monkeys come from.
Well, when I was a dumb babby, I didn't think about that shit. I was just like, oh, they're just there and they exist and that's it.
You guys gotta start thinking about more shit. Let me tell you right now, every movie made before 1960 is about World War II. Name any movie made before 1960.
No. I took a film class. I can answer this. Rosebud.
Yeah, Citizen Kane.
Thank you.
Exactly. It's about the rise of Hitler, Charles Foster Kane, a guy who comes from a man who comes from meager means, but through his own sheer force of will and ability to deliver amazing speeches.
Right.
Takes the world by storm, takes control of the media. Who else did that? Rhymes with Shitler. That's right, Hitler. He did that. All right.
Wait, no, hold on. With that thought, you could say that Scrooge McDuck is a Hitler.
Of course Scrooge McDuck is Hitler. Where do you think he got all the money?
He is a thing that promotes capitalism, right? Because he was an immigrant and he came in from with nothing. Nothing.
With one dime. Like Hitler started from nothing.
That's right. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He came in with nothing and then made something out of himself, right? That's the libertarian capitalism dream that I want.
Yeah. You know how he made that?
Yeah,
by shooting his arms and legs up with super goo. Like,
whoa, what?
Haven't you ever seen the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary?
Oh, it's getting intense. I thought we were still on Scrooge McDuck 2. I was like, at what point was Scrooge McDuck juicing? Like, well, those are some critical episodes I missed.
How do you think he has the strength to literally fly through solid coins as if they're water? One of you guys, you take a dive into a gravel pit and you tell me how that works out. You tell me how that works out.
I used to do that as a kid to impress people.
Bullshit.
Not drive, but like I would like stand on top of the monkey bars and then fall backward. This was when I was in elementary school.
Oh my god, so many things make sense now.
Yeah.
Oh my god, so you were the first jackass.
Yeah, but I was just trying to impress one person because someone was scared to go on the monkey bars. So I was like, to actually just do the regular swing. So I was like, I just stood on top and then just fell backwards like 5 times. And I was fine. And they still didn't want to do the monkey bars, so it was...
Because monkey bars make people insane is all you proved. That's what you proved to that poor person.
I was already insane, all right? No, I come from a lineage of insane people. Like, my My dad stole a gun from a cop and then threw it out of the car window when he got pulled over.
Yeah, well, the cop's probably going to want his gun back, so he goes for the gun, you get away. That's a rock-solid plan.
And then, like, my dad before him jumped through a fucking outhouse that was on fire to celebrate that he built a house with plumbing.
My great-great-grandfather... My great-great-grandfather...
That's my Jeopardy factoid, by the way.
Thank you. My great-great-grandfather used to go fishing with dynamite.
Yeah, I remember.
Until the last time, when he blew himself up and his friends. And then my great-grandfather signed off on a crooked land deal to take land away from a retarded girl. A 9-year-old retarded girl. And he went to jail. Then my grandfather was hung from a tree because he was pro-democracy during the Greek Civil War. No, the lawyer was my great-grandfather. My grandfather was just a farmer. Well, how about your crazy family, Brian?
I don't know. We're not that close. We Irish Catholic. Last name actually comes from a phrase meaning farmers by a bend in a water source. So we've been lower middle class, just
bold
going
land.
Back. Yeah, yeah.
Bold land.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Five tickets. That's five right. tickets. That's good.
Getting tickets for being Irish farmers.
Because that's cool. Now I learned something.
There's real tickets.
Oh, by the way, you're going to hear a female voice on this episode. It's Clover Caveda, model, filmmaker, friend. Say hi, Clover.
Hello.
All right, where can people find your shit, Clover, real quick? Plug it.
At Twitter, at Clover Caveda, I believe it is.
How the hell do you spell that?
C-L-O-V-E-R-C-A-V-E-D-A.
All right, good. If you missed that, I'll put that in the description.
Thanks, bae.
All right, enough chit-chat. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired of small talk. I hate it. The fact that I've learned more about both of you only makes me worse, not better. Here's what's happening.
You're not the first to say that.
I've never played Nintendo Switch. It's been out for a while. I didn't even play Nintendo Wii U. Last Nintendo I played was the Wii. I played that surgery game for like 5 minutes and I gave up. So we got a Nintendo Switch in this hotel room. And we're gonna watch Super Mario Odyssey, and I'm gonna see what the hell is up with Nintendo Switch. While we're watching this, I'm gonna ask you guys questions about Nintendo. Correct answers are worth tickets. Incorrect answers are not worth tickets. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think you'd get rewarded for being wrong.
Only if it's a beautiful lie.
But if it's a beautiful lie, I won't know it's a lie, and then I'll think it's the truth, and you'll get tickets.
That's how lies work.
Lies are great.
So is bullying, actually.
Yes! Bullying is a way to get someone to do what you want. All right. Clover is going to be our pilot. I'm watching Super Mario. Mario's has a hat with eyes now?
Wait, how do you pronounce?
Mario.
You said Mario before.
I don't care. No one knows. Whoa! Okay, we're opening up, and Bowser is in a full-on...
Godfather outfit. Like, that's some mafia-ass shit there.
Yeah! He's wearing a lily white tuxedo. He's launching fireballs. He's on an airship. Is this his wedding day? He looks like he's ready to get married.
Well, what he's doing is he's preparing for the wedding, and all the worlds he goes to, he picks up a thing that's for his wedding.
Okay. All right. Bowser's throwing his hat now. Oh, no. Mario, look out. That hat's coming back. No. Mario's got hit by Bowser's lily white top hat. Wait, Princess Peach now has a living crown?
Yeah, it's,
Am I just supposed to believe that everyone's had sentient hats the whole time?
No, it explains it.
Okay, I've never seen living
there's
hats.
There's a backstory for the living tiara. Yeah. Nintendo really upped their game here.
Yeah, there's lore.
Okay, now Bowser's, like, saying, I'm gonna steal this lady and we're gonna get married.
Right.
Which is real problematic in 2017.
Yeah.
She should have her own agency. And how come... A girl needs a guy to rescue her, huh? How come Peach can't rescue herself?
There is a game where she rescues people.
Yeah, but it's not the big marquee game. Like, I get it, yeah. In Super Mario RPG : Paper Mario : Luigi
That's
Land.
Not what I'm talking about.
Well, then what is it, Twick, for five tickets?
It's one on the Game Boy, right? And it's basically she's on her period and she uses her emotions.
What?
Yeah, she uses her emotions.
Was she really menstruating? Is it
no,
educational?
It's not. But it's like she uses
yes,
her emotions.
Wick, she's not. Now I know the game you're talking about. Her emotions give her superpowers.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
That is the only strong thing about a woman, right?
Well, that's not good! How come she doesn't have strong legs to kill someone with her legs?
All right, but you do get 5 tickets for that today. Good job. Wait, Mario, okay, now there's a hat talking to Mario. Is that a ghost hat?
I think it's a ghost with a sense of style.
It's a hot-looking ghost. Okay, a lily-white top hat with bug eyes is running up a hill. Hatless Mario. Oh, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to seeing Mario without a hat.
You know, unlike every bro that you never see without a hat, he doesn't have a bald spot, which is very impressive.
Yeah, what's he hiding? His hair actually looks pretty good.
He has a brilliant head of hair. He doesn't need that hat. I think he looks just fine without it.
Yeah, but it's iconic at this point.
I agree that it... Wait!
He's under contract.
There's a hat that stole Mario's hat? Wait, okay. Now the ghost of a top hat is giving Mario his hat back.
The ghost had a fright, apparently. It was affrighted.
Okay. Mario has landed in a place called the Cap Kingdom?
Yes. It's...
Am I supposed to... This is a lot. This is a lot to take in, that there's been this hat lore the whole time. Oh. Whoa! What?
Oh my god, the tiara has a backstory!
Yeah.
You told me that and I did not believe it.
Yeah, I told you.
All of our airships were wrecked in... The hats have airships?
Yeah. They're ghosts with airships, but they're not booze. They're hat ghosts that all can right. possess... It's crazy.
You know, you get to a point in every franchise where it's just gone on too long, and...
Here's what I don't like. With New Donk City, people look like normal people, and that shouldn't be it. It feels like a Sonic 06 type of thing, and I don't like it. The game's better than Sonic 06, but, like, the people just look like normal people, and then, like...
Team up!
Except for the mirror.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Mario's put on a ghost hat, and it looks like the ghost hat is, like, sucking his head like a dick. But now the hat's not sucking his head. The ghost hat merged with Mario's broken hat, and now Mario's hat has a boomerang ability.
Oh, yeah.
Cappy is now your... The Cap's name Cappy? That's good.
Okay, they got
5 tickets to that.
No. Someone fire that writer. There is clearly just a hungover writer in the room when they were storyboarding this.
No, I mean, look, you're not wrong. Okay.
Wait, what do we...
5 tickets. Outname Cappy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right?
Well, not I'm so hungover easy, too.
Brian.
I'm
not...
Hatson. Like Hudson, but
no.
No.
Here's what I'm going to call him.
Hattrick.
Oh, fuck.
Because it's like Patrick, but it's also like a hat trick, which in a hat trick in hockey means you scored 3 points in a row. And he's performing tricks with the hat.
Right.
Hat trick.
You should have just said tricks with the hat and you would have got us all.
Yeah, like that is clearly the only name that it should be.
I'm giving myself 5 tickets!
Woo! Yeah, you get yourself layers on that. In fact, I'm giving you my 5 tickets back.
I'll take them! Wait, you give me tickets!
I'll give him back later.
Okay, now Mario is murdering Goombas.
With his hat. Goombas who seem to be doing nothing but going about their own business.
Oh, nope. Now they hurt him.
Yeah, but because Mario ran at them with his fucking hat, throwing his hat around. There's a... Okay, I'm seeing a bunch of... Wow, Bowser had posters printed up for this wedding. Bowser plus Peach, a royal wedding. Well, Peach is in different clothing. I guess she could have photoshopped that.
You want to throw the hat at the door if you want to get it.
Oh, thank you.
You want to throw the hat at the hat, Clover.
Oh, you want to see? Okay, this is fucked up. All right, watch this.
I'm ready.
All right, go to one of the frogs, Sugar.
Now there's frogs? Can I kill them? And should I kill them?
No, it's kind of worse.
Okay. Try throwing me at a frog. Are you going to absorb the frog? What? Now the frog?
Yeah.
Mario? What? Mario's... Oh, God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
What is happening?
He's lost in a sea of his own consciousness.
Mario's on some sort of MDMA trip. Mario has thrown a hat at a frog, and as we all know, licking toads does give you hallucinations.
As was taught by Beavis and Butthead.
Yes. And now, I listened to all of their advice.
Now he awakens as Frog?
Oh, no. Mario's a frog with a mustache?
Yeah.
Everything else changed, but the mustache remained.
It is adorbs.
This game is great.
It is.
I really now I like this game a lot. What did you guys think of Mario Galaxy?
I personally haven't got a chance to play it, but it seems to have,
Well, guess what? You never will now that you have this game.
I still might try it out because,
You've had 10 years to try Super Mario Galaxy's Wick. If you were to try, you would have tried it.
Well, I want
to
review Hat in Time. I also have a review game channel. I want to review a Hat in Time and
a Hat in Time?
Yeah, it's...
What's that?
It's you play a cute little girl who does platforming shit, and it seems to have a lot of the same control scheme as Mario Galaxy.
Okay.
So I might have to play that to make a comparison, a fair comparison.
I hear that. Uh-huh. You're doing you're a video game journalist doing your research.
I'm not a journalist. I have respect for my
Kim. Wow.
All right.
That's for all the listeners of the podcast. The journalists in the room left in protest after that comment.
Mario's opening big chests now, like in Zelda? Throw your hat at the chest, Clover Cavada!
I'm trying.
There you go.
Whoa. That chest has a heart in it, just like Zelda. And now you have full health. Now you got 6 health!
And the frog is dead.
Oh, no.
He reappears
it's
back in
It's just like Portal all over again.
Oh, my gosh.
Clover, what happened in Portal?
It's called Night Alone, and I was really excited because I got home from, like, a hard day, as you do, and Sugar here was like, hey, you want to play this game? You play as, like, this cute little girl, and you run around, and you can't fight monsters because you're small, but I was like, I would love to play this little
cute horror
game.
And I really pushed the dog that was, like, a
There's,
like,
you have this cute little dog, and you go on a little adventure, and while you're learning, spoilers, while you're learning about game mechanics, you're walking with your dog down a road, and it's like, hey, to pick up something, hit this button, and you pick this up, and it's like, to throw the thing, hit X, you throw it, Portal runs after it, and he gets hit by a car and he dies.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
She was so mad at me.
I was so fucking mad.
Oh my god.
Does the dog have to die for the game to progress?
Yes.
Yes. It is devastating. I thought I was gonna like be able to live vicariously and like remember my childhood of having dogs, and then my dog died. Poro died because I threw a rock and he got ran over by a car. And I couldn't let it go. I still talk about it all the time. I'm like, Poro!
You should feel guilty.
He laughed at me.
You played a dog killing game.
You're mean.
You played a dog killing game.
Why did you do that to Poro? Why?
I know. I don't know.
You had a dog's life in your hands.
I didn't know. I was just learning to throw a rock.
Clover? 5 tickets for Canicide. Well done.
Yes, emotional abuse paid off yet again.
You're welcome.
All right. Now Mario is standing on top of a giant top hat, surrounded by little top hats, and he's trying to use a cannon on top of the top hat by jumping on smaller top hats. Now there are also ghosts of top hats surrounding the smaller top hats that live on the larger top hat.
So wait,
am I making anything up that I'm saying right now?
No, this is literally the game.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, there's the ghost of top hats. Does that imply that in the rest of this world, like, those hats are all alive? When they die, their soul moves on to another place?
Or another hat?
That's a great question. Is this hat heaven or hat hell or hat purgatory? Maybe these hats have unfinished business. Like, they didn't make heads warm enough when they were alive.
That one, February 13th, 1984. Asterius' head remained cold. I've failed my family. Oh my god. What is... You are now fighting an Easter bunny with top hats.
Yeah, a leprechaun of sort.
A leper bunny.
It is. That is exactly what's happening. She's...
You gotta jump on his head, Clover Cavada. It's okay, I forgive you.
There are so many... We should be counting the hats. Let's give ourselves 20 hats. Now we're seeing... Now there's 4 hats on screen. This game is just Japan love hats.
I think there's like one guy at Nintendo that has been pushing for this game for years.
And he did good, just with a weird hat concept.
This bunny that was wearing 3 top hats, even when you defeat him, you find out that he's wearing a tiny little hat.
Oh yeah.
He was wearing a scally cap.
Oh yeah. Oh, and the control scheme, you were saying you were comparing it to Mario Galaxy. The control scheme is more like Mario 64.
Good. Mario 64 is the last good Mario game. Mario Galaxy was fun, but it's just so forgettable. The thing about Mario 64 is it was like haunting and expansive. You were lost in a creepy castle trying to collect stars and jumping through weird haunted paintings. You could drown. Right. You could fight, like, it was fucking love. Whoa!
Whoa!
Now Mario's some sort of spark bug. What the fuck?
Did you just turn into electricity?
Yeah.
Yes.
We've played Mario for too long. He's lost structural integrity. He's becoming whatever he's next to now.
He's become the Alpha and the Omega.
I am Mario. It's a me, destroyer of worlds.
The franchise ends, and by that time, he just is our god. Not the god of the world, just they're spending decades building a new religion.
All right, for 5 tickets, Mario versus Dr. Manhattan. Who wins it and why?
Mario, because he can just use the hat to possess Dr. Manhattan, and it's over.
I'm going to go ahead and say Dr. Manhattan, mostly because he can just fuck off if he's... Like, he never loses, you know? Like, even in the movie, whatever, when they... when they destroy him, he's like, I'll just put myself back together. You can't beat Dr. Manhattan ever. Mm. He might not win against Mario. He might, like, screw off to Mars or something, but he's not losing either.
That is right. He would pretty much beat him based purely on, like, outliving him.
I gotta give this one to Doc Manhattan because I think Dr. Manhattan knows that Mario is gonna try to throw the hat at him. But Dr. Manhattan also suffers from depression. So he knows, but he doesn't care. Much like when Dr. Manhattan watched a Vietnamese woman get murdered by the comedian.
Holy fuck.
And the comedian was like, you could have turned those bullets into fucking butterflies or anything. You're losing it, Doc.
He was just like, I had a headache, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan eventually becomes like, also, Dr. Manhattan commits a lot of infidelity. It's weird to, like, fuck a lady and then later fuck her daughter.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what Dr. Manhattan fucks Silk Spectre and Silk Spectre 2.
Oh, man, it's been a long time since I've seen that movie. It was a good movie. It's just been a long time. I own it.
No, that's okay. You ever read the book?
No. She doesn't. It's not Silk Spectre that he fucks. It's that other lady, like his original girlfriend. And then
Silk Spectre what?
No, she wasn't Silk Spectre. She was just a nuclear physicist. And she just worked at a place. He knew the original Silk Spectre, but that whole thing was all about, like, the comedian raping her. That wasn't, like, a love story with Dr. Manhattan at all.
You know what? I'm almost positive you're right, so I'm going to award you some tickets.
I got a moon! Sorry. I have a moon.
I'm going to look this up, though, Brian. I just want to make sure.
Right. I think he's right.
Brian? Or me, Asterios Kogados?
I think Brian's right.
I think Brian's right as well. Okay, Mario, wait, while I'm looking up this... Mario just got himself a moon.
Dude, and it's just straight up destroying the landscape. How long was that rock pinnacle standing there? A miracle of just time passing and nature doing its work. And he's like, I could use a staircase.
Hey-ya! Does Mario have the right to shape this land to his will? You know who would say yes? You don't say yes. Ayn Rand.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Mario seizing his motive power, shaping nature to his will.
Wait, Ayn Rand, the popular egoist?
Yeah, the objectivist. You know, she wrote all those books that assholes read, and then those assholes are like, I'm great. Like, I'm just like Howard Rourke, and I control the man. It's just like, you're not Howard Rourke. Shut the fuck up. Okay, congratulations, Ayn Rand. You built a perfect character. You want to talk about a Mary Sue? Mary Sue? More like Mike Hugh. Have you ever fucking... You gotta read this book, Swick.
I should.
This Fountainhead book.
Oh, yeah. I actually did want to check out Ayn Rand's stuff because I'm kind of more of a believer in egoism because I believe if you do things that are that make you feel good, right, it shouldn't matter because you're still helping people. Like, if you donate to charity and it still makes you feel good, why feel guilty about it? You're still helping another person.
You feel guilty about donating a charity so you to read a book to make you not?
No, I'm not saying that. It's just like a lot of people like go through this thing where it's like, oh, I'm doing this just to make me feel good. And I don't think that's a bad thing. If you're doing something that makes you feel good but still helps out other people, why feel bad about that? It's a difference from Kant, where Kant...
Clover has
Kant.
A very important thing to say.
There's a T-Rex.
There's a dinosaur just taking a nap.
What the hell is a dinosaur doing in a Mario game?
His best, Asterios. He's doing his best.
I hate to say this, Clover, but I think you gotta throw your hat at that fucking dinosaur. I think we gotta...
Look at his big claws!
Throw your hat at the dino. I wanna steal that dino's brain. Aim for the head as if you're putting a hat on the dino.
He's breathing!
Shoot to kill.
She put a hat on the dinosaur!
I'm gonna kill the dinosaur when I take the hat off!
Yes.
The last of his kind.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this is Denver, the last dinosaur. He's my friend and a whole lot more. But he's about to be a whole lot less.
You got...
No, I hate video games. I just want to make fun of you playing them. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. This is, by the way, this is level 2. Mario's a Tyrannosaurus Rex destroying the countryside.
Not sure what I'm supposed to do. I kind of just want to be a dinosaur.
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
This is the best video game I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know, what? How do you top being a dinosaur? This is just level 2, Zwick.
Yeah. No! In all honesty, it doesn't top
it. It's too big, it couldn't hold on to it any longer. No. Mm-hmm.
The ghost hat just said, it's too big, I couldn't hold on any longer. You guys,
nice.
There's a bit of a double entendre in play here, guys, yeah. That we could really milk for some quality lulls, I think.
Oh, yes.
Let's put that in the back.
Put in a rim shot.
Hey, who's been out defacing the landscape in T-Rex land?
People are spray painting 8-bit sprites all over these rocks.
For the listener, while it may sound like Asterios is making coffee, he's actually slowly removing items of clothing while maintaining full eye contact in a show of dominance.
People gotta know I'm in charge. That's the only way I can think
you
to do it.
You say so sweetly.
All right,
establish dominance, Asterios.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Do I do stuff with a dinosaur? That's why I'm bad at games. I'm just like, boy.
Wait, Sugar, you made it through Sen's Fortress, and you're gonna tell me you're bad at video games?
There's more graffiti. See, I get distracted. I look at all the art. I'm like, oh my god, the graphics. Look at how beautiful this land is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what I'm meant to do.
Clover, you're supposed to have fun playing video games. You're treating this like it's work or something, where you're like, what's the right thing? What's the wrong thing? You're a giant dinosaur with Mario's hat on, stepping on chain chomps.
Chain chomps are gone.
Have a good time with this. You only live once, Clover.
That's true. I'm
going to
die one day. Woo.
Then you'll be a hat ghost.
I'll be a little hat ghost. That's cute.
That is kind of cool. Get to hang out with other hats. Just chill. Talk about the heads you sucked off.
Which hat would you rather be? The one of those propeller hats or a fedora?
I want to be a cool, cute, like, face hat. Heads you rolled.
Good. Thank
you
God.
You get to edit that shit piece of an audio master.
This is my favorite thing about this is that Clover and Zwick are both editors. All right, hold on. Wait, I was going to say something else.
So I do think Clover has actually found the more interesting storyline than the linear narrative of Mario Odyssey. There's so much graffiti. There is an oppressed socioeconomic class that is lashing out in the only way it can, and we, the player, only care about one man's relationship. There's a whole world here, you know?
Yes, an entire world being oppressed. You're absolutely right. But, wait a minute. The things that are being spray-painted, Goombas and Koopa Troopas, are in themselves the tools of the oppressors. Could this graffiti not be a desperate underclass screaming? Could this graffiti be a show of dominance from the ruling class? Zwick?
Is this like an Animal Farm type of thing?
Yes, everything's an Animal Farm and everything's Hitler. Hitler was all about Animal Farm!
No,
yes!
I know for a fact it wasn't. I know for a fact you're bullshit. It was about Stalin and communism.
There's... Yeah, exactly. Stalin, a.k.a. Hitler too. Worse Hitler. Stalin killed more people than Hitler.
Oh yeah.
Stalin was like, I can do better, comrade. Isn't it great that I'm joking about the death of 50 million people on a podcast? Okay, yeah. Moving on.
I'm a little chain chomp.
You put the hat on a chain chomp.
I'm gonna break a wall.
See, and that's why we can't build a wall. Wouldn't be effective. The chain chompers would just come right through it. Wait, hold on. This is amazing. We just went back, like, generations of Mario somehow. She went into the wall and became 8-bit Mario.
Mario himself has become graffiti, and Mario is affecting the graffiti and removing the ruling class's influence on it. This is the most subversive Mario game I've ever seen, and I love it. 5 tickets to you, Super Mario Odyssey. In fact, Super Mario Odyssey, you're the winner of this week's episode of Science Friction. Congratulations!
Oz.
It's a me, the winner.
Wait, an inanimate object can win? That's bullshit.
An inanimate object beat the three of you.
Right.
Do better next time, guys. B is incredibly.
You said to have fun.
That was a lie, and you know it. You're supposed to have fun within the brutal confines of an entertainment product. Yeah. Clover. You may have lost the game because a game won the game, but it doesn't mean you don't win a prize. You may have lost to an inanimate object, Clover Caveda, but you have won this toy fake knife! Describe what you're seeing!
I'm seeing a kick-ass sweet dagger. It's a cute little dirk. I think that's what they're called, dirks. Right? Yeah, they're little daggers, and you're like, Elvira wears it right here under her sweet titties, and I'm just like, $2.99, and it disappears, so I can just like walk up to someone and be like, hey, check this out, and then open it and take their life.
I've given Clover Caveda something called a disappearing dagger. It is a fake knife that has, where the blade retracts in the handle, so you can like run up to someone and like stab them 40 times, and then, you know, they won't die, but like, you will scare them. Congratulations. By the way, I just put this looks like a dangerous knife, and I put it in my carry-on, and it went right through. And the thing the TSA guys asked, where they were like, hey, we found your tape recorder. Is this a bomb? And I was like, no. You gonna ask any questions about the knife? They go, what knife? I go, this knife right here! And they go, oh, yeah. Your tax dollars at work, folks.
There we go.
All right. Brian, you were really funny today.
Oh, thank you.
Look, I mean, I have to give it first place because, like, I've known him longer.
Ah.
No, like, honestly, like, I would give you first because you did the funniest job.
All right.
No, I forfeit that. I.
No, Zwick. No.
Let's not
You're
spend...
getting first place out of pity on this one, Zwick.
I don't want your pity.
Dude, it's too late.
Damn it.
You get this cool Zorro mask.
Okay, but like low-key, I'm definitely wearing this to the show tonight, so I hope you guys are all right with that. I'm motherfucking Zorro!
Nerd.
It's describe what you're seeing.
It is an adult bandana with eye mask. It's a, you know when you were a kid and you were like, I really want to dress up for Halloween, and your dad was like, I'm a single dad with full custody of three kids in the 90s. You can wear this sheet or nothing. And then you find this one mask that's within the price range and you go, Dad, please. And he goes, all right, I'll work another hour at the factory tonight. And you get this Zorro mask is what you get. So tonight I will be reliving my childhood for the low, low price of $4.99.
Congratulations, Brian. And now it's Wick. Look, you may not deserve to win, but for all your hard work, I give you this big, giant plastic Minecraft sword.
All right.
Describe what you're holding.
It's a square sword made completely of autism.
That's exactly right. It's got a pixelated look. It's got teal and off-teal highlights. It's a craftable item in the world of Minecraft. Mm-hmm. You look real cute with that. Look how cute he looks.
He's looking real cute.
Describe how he looks.
He's an adorable asshole. So, like, he's sitting in front of a giant window in Chicago wearing a sellout fuck shirt with green hair and, like thick rim glasses, some earbuds, like, cascading as he's holding a mic. And then he has this cute little, like, teal, off-teal sword. And I'm just like, you belong.
So wait, so now we have a disappearing knife, a face mask, and something that appeals to children. We are one van, windowless van away from being on an episode of Nightline here.
Look.
Like, what are you trying to set up? I thought it was weird that I was allowed on this podcast, and now I'm starting to wonder
There's
if I'm a patsy.
There's a dog in that apartment.
All right, everyone hold up. There's a dog.
We are recording this from a hotel room that's across from another hotel room where there's all these big open windows, and we have been just looking the whole time for people to start fucking, and no one is doing it. Are we gonna have to be the ones to set the tone here, guys?
But we found a dog.
Unless that dog's fucking, I don't give a shit.
I'm sure it could.
Oh, you know what? I heard that you found a dog a long time ago, Clover.
You're
leaving. I heard that you found a dog a long time ago. What'd you do with that dog, Clover?
Talk to me.
You're Clover. Kameda, Brian Boland, Enswick. I'm your host, Asterios Kodos. This has been Science Friction. You can get bonus episodes and early episodes of Science Friction by supporting me for just $1 at patreon.com/Asterios. Hey, plug your shit before you go, guys, huh? Come on, give me some plugs.
My name is Clover Cavetta. You can find me on Twitter. I like to, like, edit video and things like that, so just find me there.
Exactly, and obviously we'll have everyone's Twitter handles in the show notes for this episode. Brian!
So check out my podcast. It's called I Deserve This. It's pretty straightforward. People give me ideas of things that I probably will not enjoy doing. Then I have to go do them, and I got to try really hard. So the first two episodes are competing in some Magic the Gathering tournaments. I had never played the game before. The second episode, which is going up later this week, will be, well, I suppose by the time this is posted, it'll be up. Was about the time I participated in a human medical experiment for 2.5 months. So check that out anywhere you get your podcast. It's just going to be up all over the place. It's 2017. Just Google it. You'll be fine. I deserve this.
Personally, and Brian Boland.
And I will say personally, that story is nuts. I heard it on the way here on the car. It's nuts.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Swick, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Dude2O. The O is a letter because I'm an idiot. You can also find me on YouTube at Dude2O. The O again is a letter because I'm an idiot. Also, you can find me editing this sweet, sweet podcast.
Yeah, exactly. When you support the show, so it gets paid a little bit, not... I mean, let's not go nuts. But he does get something.
He's also very happy.
I like how you turn a warrior like
you make that. It sound like he's not... You know who says that? Unhappy people.
I'm so happy editing stuff is awesome. I'll just be like, sugar, I want to hang out. He's like, no, it's not
you gotta get a better boyfriend than this. Where the hell are the priorities for this guy?
Don't set a fuck.
All right. Hey, before
we close out, I just want to point out, we have not moved Mario in a while. He laid down, he took a nap, and a tropical bird is now perched on his nose, just hanging out. If you did not think this was the greatest game in the world when you could become a T-Rex, I think the attention to detail here is going to have to do it for me.
Look at that cute little macaw.
He's got a little buddy over there, too. His buddy's being polite. He's kind of an asshole, but his buddy's nice.
I am way into this game. For Brian Boland, Swick, and Clover Cavetta, I'm Asterios Kodos wishing you a good night and a drive.
Bye.